Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Dan McRae with your local news briefing. The clean-up from yesterday's wild weather is underway in the Wide Bay while hundreds of homes still remain without power. An Ergon Energy spokesperson has confirmed they are conducting aerial surveillance to identify damaged power lines. Senior forecaster from the Bureau of Meteorology, Peter Otto, says there's a chance we could see a repeat of yesterday's carnage today.
Some very large hail around the Wide Bay with some hail observed up to 8 centimetres, maybe even larger than that. So what we'd call giant hail, and some very strong wind gusts as well observed around, with Thangool getting 90 kilometres per hour and Gaynder even getting 120 kilometres per hour, which is really strong.
Keep up to date with the latest warnings on the Bureau's website. Turtle sightings are increasing on a number of accessible beaches across the Sunny Coast, Wide Bay, Gladstone and far north Queensland regions. And while it's a nice sight for turtle lovers, a wildlife expert is warning people not to go near females coming to shore to lay eggs. Senior Conservation Officer at the QPWS, Dr. Ian Bell, says if you see a turtle or its nest being disturbed in any way, you can call for help.
I would encourage people, if they do see a turtle nesting, if they see, some sort of disturbance, dogs, lights, four-wheel drives impacting on them, then give the number a call. It's 1300 130 372.
And over to sport, where tomorrow is the biggest day of the year in the Bundi Spring Cup rugby calendar, grand final day. After a couple of grueling months of action, it's just the Western Suburbs Barbarians and the East Bundi Pythons left. Kick off tomorrow night's at 6:30 at the Waves Sports Club. President of Rugby Bundaberg, Mitch Pekulis, says this is a game you don't want to miss.
There's plenty of power and strike all across the field. Both of these teams really don't like each other. They've got a great history and rivalry that's built up. This will go down to the wire and be quite possibly one of the greatest grand finals in the history of rugby in Bundaberg.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.